Hey everyone, I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Now, let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
And good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Southern Fairways Sports Radio Show, where we do things just a little bit different. Yes, we do. I am your host, Randy Bergen, and we're broadcasting live today from our Strixon Studios, located on the back deck of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill right here in Daphne, Alabama. We're sitting on this beautiful Mobile Delta, and it is a beautiful day to be on the bay. There's no doubt about it. Of course, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, where there are no shenanigans and hassle-free buying. Check out McConnell Automotive. They're located just east of I-65 on Dauphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. We certainly hope you're having a wonderful weekend, and we thank you for allowing us to join you, whether you're on the golf course, maybe you're at the beach, at home, or maybe you're in this traffic on I-10 East. So it is backed up, I can tell you. But we're glad that, and thank you for letting us spend a little bit of time with you. And we hope that you have a great weekend for sure. All right, cast of characters in here today. There is no doubt about it. Let me start with this guy right here. He's the head rules official for the American Century. I'm going to say Celebrity Championship. I know that's not the proper name, but we're going to say that, at Lake Tahoe. Rules official for a ton of celebrity golf tournaments. Now, co-host of the show, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. And Bobby, the Sweet Swinging is in reference to golf, just saying. Yeah. How you doing, bro?
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here. Boy, what a fantastic view today. The weather's great. Yes, be careful on I-10. We're watching the traffic here on I-10, and it is backed up around between the Malbus and Spanish Ford exit, so be careful out there. Great to be on the show today. I was listening to the Prep Sports Report. Man, you had some great interviews on there. Rick Rhodes was great.
He was.
But I'm sitting next to one of the great coaches of all time in South Alabama, and I'll let you introduce
him. No doubt. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Hang on. Casey, come here just a minute. Will you come in here and introduce this guy real quick?
I'm happy to introduce the next guest. Hi, this is Casey Kasem, and we're counting down America's Top 40. Coming in at number one this week is the young man from Moss Point, Mississippi, Hall of Famer Coach Barry Gibson, and Vehicle.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, listen, anytime Casey Kasem, first off, if Casey Kasem is here, where are we? Barry, good to have you in, man, as always, dude.
Man, great to be here, Randy. What an introduction, man. Well, I'm speechless for a change. I usually got a lot to say, but I'm speechless enough to introduction, man. I appreciate that very much.
Well,
glad to be here.
I got to tell you, you know, football's just right around the corner. College football kicks off. High school kicks off in just a couple of weeks. And you two guys are strutting a Southern Miss attire today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk. I know some Southern Miss football, Bobby. All-American cheerleader at Southern Miss, Barry, one of the fastest white guys that ever played for the Golden Eagles. So it is it's fun to have y'all here, and I appreciate you being here for sure. Bobby, you have been on a round world trip, dude. You've been everywhere. You're just back from Lake Tahoe a couple weeks ago for the American Century Championship, where again a big turnout. I do have a question for you. I was, as you know, I was in California while you were at Lake Tahoe with Vinny and the boys, and we did have a question. If we were to come out there next year,
yes,
and Vinny brings his pontoon boat, could you solidify a spot for us on the beach?
It's free reign. It's open reign like Yellowstone. You park anywhere you can up and down that beach. We'll get you in. We'll get you tickets. We'll get you up on the driving range, and you can do interviews.
There you go.
We can get you there. Mike Millthorpe will certainly take care of you.
Good stuff. Well, you had a really good tournament. Talk a little bit about that tournament and who stood out to you. I mean, it's generally the usual cast of characters.
It is a cast of characters. You know, I got to meet the WNBA commissioner, Engelbert, Miss Engelbert. She played, had a nice little chat with her on the driving range, and that was very interesting. But, yeah, Marty Fish is just a great player. He wins. It was great.
What is this, his second or third time?
I think it's his third time to win. It's been 33 years. I get them all confused a little bit. But, you know, Dale Curry, Seth Curry, and Steph Curry get to play together. That's always quite a treat.
Say that fast three times.
It is the Super Bowl of celebrity golf. It's a big show built on with NBC. My final day on Friday. On Sunday, my final round. I get to follow Charles Barkley and Jason Kelce.
Oh boy!
And that was
never
a
dull moment there.
But it's a lot of fun. It was the biggest turnout ever. MDC had its highest viewer rating ever. So congratulations to Mike Milthorpe, our tournament director, and also a Southern Miss Golden Eagle who played mm-hmm. for James Ray Carpenter at Southern Miss in golf. Chris Cookson was there, another Golden Eagle. We all kind of stick together out there on the rules. But it was a great week. And next week, in a couple of weeks, I leave for New York to finish out the last two events for Pro Rivals Tour. It'll be the top 40. We'll be in Turning Stone Casino up in outside of Syracuse. Then we'll head the final event of the year to see who is the best former pro athlete golfer in our tour. And that'll be at Black Desert in Utah, and we'll crown a winner for the
tour. And you'll if you've not been to Utah, you're going to absolutely love that area. Be a beautiful golf course for sure.
Played up there.
Have you?
Yeah, Southern Miss. We played Utah State up there in a driving snowstorm. Freezing. That was the day.
Is this with Ray Guy?
That's the day Ray Guy kicked a 61-yard field goal in the snow. I'm standing there. I couldn't even see the ball. It got lost in the snow, and then it came in. So, yeah, beautiful part of the country, though. We enjoyed being there.
You know, and Barry Gibson here, of course, Barry played football at Southern Miss. Went on to play with the Redskins for a short stint till you blew your knee out.
Yep.
And then became the slowest white guy you know.
Oh, you got him there. What a dagger. You just threw a dagger.
Oh, my goodness. Barry, I know you got, and Bobby, you do too. Y'all just got some great stories with about Ray Guy. And Barry, you talked about the driving snowstorm, kicks mm-hmm. the 61-yard field goal. It's good. But one of the things that you've told us before, and I just want you to share it again for maybe folks that have not heard the story, is the way he would practice punting.
Yes. Whenever we would scrimmage inside the Rock, Ray, and everybody's familiar with our stadium, Ray would get a basket of footballs, go over to the home sideline, all right, and then send two or three managers out of the stadium, around the home side, out in the parking lot outside the stadium. And Ray would stand on the sideline, this is how he warmed up, and would punt footballs over the press box. And we got a double we got a double-decker stadium, guys, you know, those who haven't seen, over the press box, out into the parking lot, and those managers would run the balls back in. Amazing. You just sat there with your mouth open, wide open. Like, God, how could he do that?
How did you get any practice in? If he's doing that, were you out in the parking lot too?
No. That'd be about the only way I was going to catch one. But no, we would always, Ray would ask me to stay after practice a lot, and we would stay, you know, 30, 45 minutes, and I'd just catch his punts, you know, and he was so amazing. He could tell, hey, Barry, I want you to get on the 18-yard line. 3 yards from the sideline, that's where I'm going to put it. And he'd be 60 yards away, and I, boom, right within 2 or 3 yards of where he said he was going to put him. And the guy was just absolutely amazing. But I was honored to be a teammate of Ray's, and we miss him every day. God rest his soul, and he'll forever be a Southern Miss legend.
And, Bobby, I know you got a story. I think your story's pretty funny, where you went out there playing in a tournament. You thought you were somebody, didn't you?
Ray Guy is the finest all-around athlete I have ever seen. And
people forget he was pretty good in baseball, too.
The second at Southern Miss would be Reggie Collier. But, yeah, Ray Guy and I played a lot of golf together when I lived in Hattiesburg. And one day we were playing in the Boy Scout Pro-Am. Got to the 10th hole, and I'm looking up the fairway, and I said, I'm going to win the long drive. I could hit it pretty good back in the day. And I said, I know that's Ray up there. I'm going to beat him. And I drove that ball just as hard as I could. It was about 10 yards in front of his. He had his name on there, Ray Guy. So we got back in. They said, long drive winner today, Bobby Hall. I said, oh, great. I go up to win my little prize. And they said, hey, Ray, what'd you hit on number 10? He said, a 4-wood. I turned around and handed that cooler back to the Boy Scouts and said, I didn't win long drive. If he hit a 4-wood, I hit my drive as hard as I could. He was an outstanding athlete, a great golfer. I think he won the club championship at the Hattiesburg Country Club a couple of times. One of the finest all-around athletes ever that I have ever had the opportunity to meet.
Now, I'm going to tell you, you said, obviously, he's the greatest player to play at Southern Miss. And then you said number two was Reggie Collier. You know you hurt your boy's feeling right here. Because Barry was thinking you was going to say his name number two.
If Barry could quarterback and then catch his own pass, then he would be. He's right there in the top.
I'm not in that class with those two guys, that's for sure.
Well, we're going to talk some Southern Miss football. We've got a lot to get into. Let me go ahead and set the proverbial table, brought to you by Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking with the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile.
Bill, our very good friend. Ray Schuster is going to be on with us. Matt Brandt, one of the proprietors here at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, he's going to be here at the bottom of the hour. What does he have for you? Well, he brings a lot. He brings a lot of food, brings a lot of coffee out to you, and he's going to bring you what's for dinner tonight at Boudreaux's, and you won't want to miss that for sure because it will be spectacular. All right, and then we'll wrap it up talking a little bit about talking a little football. Hey, guys, we're, what, 39 days away from toe meeting leather? So it's right around the corner. So
can't
good
wait.
Stuff.
Can't wait.
All right, we'll take our first time out. Don't go anywhere. We have got a show lined up for you today right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show where we do things just a little bit different. Ray Schuster, he's up next. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. I'm Randy Bergen, and it is now time to introduce the Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile and the Swing Coach for PGA Tour Champions, five-time winner, Joe Durant. Put your hands together and welcome Ray Schuster.
Everybody has a walkout song.
Yeah, that's it.
Barry, you got Casey Kasem. Bobby, I'm sorry, you didn't have a walkout song, but you got to give Ray a walkout song.
He's
right?
The best.
He's one of the tops. There's no doubt. Ray, how you doing, my man?
Getting pretty deep in there.
Wish you were here. Hey, what's going on?
Thank y'all. Hope y'all are.
We are. Thank you. Hey, what's going on over with Country Club Mobile? How are things going?
It's hot. It's H-O-T. I had one fitting today this morning. No lessons. I think they're out playing golf. So it's a little quiet. Saturday, they're across the street all playing golf. So there you go. But it's a beautiful day. Just drink a lot of fluids if you go on the golf course.
Well, the guys we know, and Bobby, you know who I'm talking about, they do drink a lot of fluids. It's not the one you should be drinking, but they're drinking a lot of fluids.
Yeah, if you play with our crew, you get a mix.
There's no doubt. All right, Ray, I know I'm going to take you right to the tips here. You always bring a golf tip for our guys listening. What's one for today? And I know stay hydrated is probably the most important one, but what's the second most important?
Let's go with footwork. Everybody watches, you know, the young players out there on the golf course. And Bobby, you've seen a lot of, you're a good player, seen a lot of golf swings. You see the Scottie Schefflers and some of these young players. But if you're hitting an iron shot, I think you might want to consider watching somebody like Tiger's old footage or Rory McIlroy. I just think that's so important, you know, to have good footwork where you're not jumping and just trying to hit it as far as you can hit it. You've got to have a little control of that club face, and if your feet are up in the air, that makes it kind of difficult. So learn to use your feet properly. Go see your local PGA pro, and I think that'll help.
Hey, Ray, Bobby here. Yeah, it's always good to hear from you, and that's so important. We watch Schuster and many others use what we call now ground force reactions, and they use Schuster. They use the pressure plates, and you see him jump off the ground, and he's actually vertical when he makes contact with the ball. So Ray has a great point. Now, with the driver, these young kids are hitting it so hard, and the smash factor goes up. But I was watching an interesting interview with Andrew Rice, great teacher out of Savannah, and he's talking about how you want to have speed, but you want to have control. So Ray's right. You need to learn to control that club face if you're going to have any accuracy. If you watch Scottie Scheffler, when he's hitting his iron shots, he does stay more composed with his feet on the ground. And I think Ray makes a good point.
Correct.
You want to be stable. 7-iron on down, you're trying to hit a good crisp shot into that green or into your target. Or whatever target you may have, you want to stay grounded I especially like staying on the left foot. When you're chipping, yep. I think it's so important to have the center point of the club should be slightly back in your stance, your belt buckle forward of the ball, a little more pressure on your left foot to hit chip shots. So be careful about that. And like Ray said, see a qualified instructor. Go see Ray. Many of the other instructors in the area using video and the pressure plates and things. That's very, very important. But control that club face, you'll be more accurate.
You know, Bobby, and I think if Ray were to swing and try to come off the ground, he'd break his back. And we're not that young anymore, are we, Ray?
I'm just happy to be able to swing these days.
All right, look, hey, you got the Senior Tour. You got the ISPS Handa Senior Open. They're over in the United Kingdom playing the Kings. Glen Eagles, I believe, is where they are. And Joe Durant right now, T65, he shoots 71, 74, 73 right now, plus 8 on the tournament. Leading the way is Cameron Percy right now at 6 under, Jerry Kelly at 5 under, Pat Perez, who's been playing pretty well, at 3 under. Talk a bit about Joe and how he's doing. What's the year been like for Joe Durant?
It's unfortunately, he's had some balance issues this year. He's been struggling with some inner ear infections, but he's feeling a little bit better. You know, I was glad to see him. You know, he didn't play good. He said the course yesterday played very challenging. It got cooler. The wind picked up, and if you looked at all the scores as a whole, you know, they were struggling out there yesterday, and it looks like today's kind of the same. There're not many, you know, rounds like Percy had the first day. So it's a good. He says it's a good test of golf. It's got a few quirky holes like most, you know, courses over there have. But he says it's a beautiful place, and I've watched a little bit of it, and the scenery around the golf course is breathtaking. So they're going to go to Portugal next week. Going to play there, and they'll have a week off. He said he might be in here that week he's taking off. So. But it's been a tough year for him. He's disappointed. He's 62 now, and so, you know, he's beating the odds staying out there at his age. He won 2 years ago, and he don't want to finish his career on a bad note, but he's realistic. You know, you got, like I said, you got Stenson coming out, Pat Perez, all these younger, you know, mm-hmm. now, you know, that can just bomb it. You out there now, you got to be able to, you better hit it, you know, really long if you want to not be hitting a 5-iron instead of a 7 or 8-iron. You know, it's just those guys at that level, they're just going to beat you. You know, if you got an 8-iron,
well, no,
and they got a wedge, you know, it's just, they're,
yeah,
all good.
I mean, you look at Stewart Cink, who's been playing extremely well on the tour, and he bombs it out there. So, you got to be able to hit it. And Joe, we're visiting with Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, and Bobby, I should have probably done what Joe's thinking about doing. I should have retired at 62. My golf game has been terrible the last 4 years.
I want to clarify. He's going to play out the year, but just see how it goes. He's still going to have status next year, but he's going to battle the rest of the year. And if he plays well, you know, he'll have full status next year. He's just going to take it week by week. And so I don't want to put words in his mouth, but just
Ray, I'm real sorry to hear about his health issue, especially if you have an inner ear problem. You got balance problems, and we talk about balance in golf all the time, and that's got to be frustrating for him. But we all love Joe. He's a great ambassador for golf. He's a great ambassador to the Gulf Coast and being from Pensacola. And I know you all are great friends, but he'll finish out with style. And he'll finish with class and whatever he decides to do.
Yep.
No doubt.
We're visiting with Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club Mobile. Ray, let's turn and talk a little football. We've got about 3 minutes left here. Of course, Alabama's going to crank up the season on September the 5th. They'll take on East Carolina. Then the next week they go right into SEC play. They'll take on Kentucky at Kentucky. Look, I know you follow Alabama football. You follow Alabama basketball. What's your thoughts this year? Because I'm telling you, everybody has been given DeBoer, I mean, up the river. And this is his third year. I get it. He followed the GOAT, all right? That big shoes to fill. And my question would be, with everybody giving him so much flack, if you don't have DeBoer leaves and takes another position, who are you bringing in as coach at Alabama? Who, Barry, you want that job?
No. No,
I mean, you know, you got to give the man a little bit of room here, and I think this is the year. This year, next year, will tell a lot.
I agree. I mean, the you know, the conference, you know, I was driving in yesterday, and the station I was listening said Arkansas is going to have 80 new players this year. So, I mean, you know, Barry, you're a lot more versed in tune than I am. I mean, each year you just got to turn the page. Who would have thought Indiana was going to win the national championship last year, you know? So I think you just got to try to coach your players up, do the best you can, and Coach DeBoer is not Nick Saban. I mean, you know, there's no other Nick Saban. And so, you know, just give the guy time, let him do his job, and let's see what happens.
You hit on something there. You know, each year in playing college ball like I did, each year it's a different team. And there's different personalities in that locker room than there was the year before. And then the next year there's a different group. And so it's an adjustment each year. You know, the 4 years, of course, a lot of them don't wait 4 years now. They get out early. But that's the thing. You may have a really good team and say, man, we got this thing going. And then, you know, a third of them leave through the transfer portal and somebody gets hurt. And then, you know, you bring in some more guys. And now it's a completely different looking team. So it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, as a coach, to really establish something like Saban did, you know, at Alabama, and that was way before the transfer portal, you know, kicked
and
in.
NIL.
So it's just in NIL, yeah. And it's just every year is a new adventure, is all I can say, because there's different kids in that locker room than there were the year before.
Correct. I mean, you lived it, breathed it, you understand it, and now it's on another level. You know, like you said, the kids, some of these kids don't have the patience. And they don't
want to
stick around.
Well, but back in the 70s, we got money. We got a $15 check each month for laundry, to do your laundry with. And we look forward to that $15 laundry check.
Let me ask you this. Did that come in a little brown bag?
It did. Because Sunday nights, they didn't cook on Sunday nights. You got a little brown bag with sandwiches, and you got a little laundry check in there, 15 bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, times have changed.
I only got about a minute left here, real quick. Let me ask you this. All right, you know, Greg Sankey, the commissioner for the SEC, he has been talking about maybe splitting from the NCAA. What do you think about that? Do you think the SEC? I mean, obviously their brand. Could they hold their own?
Well, you asking me or coach?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Well, he backtracked that yesterday. He said, "Well, I should."
Oh, did
have
he? Okay.
Yeah, he backed out of that.
Okay.
So, you know, again, why can't these adults get in a room and just let's make some rules and regulations and let's follow them? It drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know the money. You know, money's one thing, but let's get football back to what it used to be. This is just excruciating.
Well, it's very, and again, there's no sense of loyalty. That's why Nick Saban said,
"That's right,
done, okay, out of here."
Yeah.
So, all right, hey Ray, as always, man, great to hang out with you. I look forward to talking with you and having you back on real soon, my friend.
Thank y'all, bud. Y'all have a great day.
All right, there you go.
Your introduction was better than mine.
Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club Mobile. We take a timeout. Matt Brandt, he steps to the batter's box right after this. Oh, my goodness. We're having a party on the back deck of Boudreaux's Cajun Creole right here in Daphne, Alabama. We're sitting on the beautiful Mobile Delta, and we are just, I mean, we're digging it. It is a beautiful, beautiful scenery. Got Bobby Hall here, sweet swinging Bobby Hall. We got Barry Gibson, the fastest number 88 to ever have played the game of football, sitting with us now, the slowest guy you've ever seen. And Matt Brandt steps into the arena here. And Barry, okay, look, you had Casey Kasem introduced you.
Yep.
Ray had his little walkout song. Could you sing something for Matt's walkout song? Is there anything you can sing real quick for us?
Acapella?
Yeah.
No music?
None.
Okay, yeah. I can do that for Matt. Matt deserves that.
He does.
I was walking down the street one day. A pretty lady looked at me and said, "A diamond watch had stopped cold dead." And I said, yes, I said.
Okay.
Is anybody really know? There you go, Matt.
All right.
Little Chicago,
a little Chicago for you.
That right there sets me up for a really, really good day. I mean, I feel invigorated now. Thanks, Barry.
Oh, hey, nothing goodness. Like being put on the spot by Randy.
Hey, you know I'll do it to you, too. But yeah, hey, let me mention some of our great sponsors of the show real quick. Obviously, McConnell Automotive, Strixon Golf, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Boomstye Kitchen. Hey, right now, go down there. Mangoes are in season. And if you want one of the best Thai desserts, it's called Mango and Sticky Rice. It's fantastic. Go to Fairhope. Go to the Piggly Wiggly food court there. Say, boom, I want your mango and sticky rice. Okay, she's going to take care of you for sure. We also want to thank Fox 10 Gulfstream and the PSR Radio Network. Now, we got to get into some sports. And you, Mr. Matt, are going to have what's for dinner at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill coming up in just a second.
Yes, sir. I got it all planned out. We're actually going to talk today about what's for lunch because this is Saturday, baby. This is the day that we're open at 11 a.m. So you got to get down here and have a good time. So we'll talk about some lunch bites and things that all people should have every Saturday.
And look, I don't know what you have on the menu here for our lunch today, but let me just mention, when you come in to Boudreaux's and you sit on this back deck and you get the air, it's basically air conditioned back here. You got fans and misters and all that.
Yep.
You have got to try the blackened alligator, whether it be an
appetizer
or a part of the meal. But it is fantastic. Y'all do it different than anybody else.
Yeah, we really do. It's a traditional way to blacken. You get a nice little steel plate back there, get it heated up to 700-800 degrees, throw some butter-soaked gator with the blackening season on top of it, watch that thing flame up 3-4 feet high, flames in the air, and then you toss it around a little bit. Then once it's good and brown and crispy, you take it off, you finish it in a 500-degree oven to make sure that meat is tenderized and ready to go. And you put that over a bed of rice, throw some green onions on there, and our little house-made remoulade, and boom, you got one heck of an appetizer.
Some people
come in and get a meal. I mean, make it a meal. That's fine, too. But you can put that on any of our pastas. You can have a good time with some gator.
Hey, we want to throw a shout-out to all of our friends listening to us on Radio Alabama and Central and North Alabama. Up there, I know a lot of you up there floating on the lake at Lake Martin, beautiful Lake Martin. We thank you for tuning in. Lee Perryman, the whole staff up there, they just do a great job. We're happy to be part of that family. If you're along the Gulf Coast, you got us on FM Talk 106.5. We're covering from Gulfport, Mississippi, all the way over to Fort Walton Beach. And happy to have you here with us as well. And those of you traveling, you're stuck on I-10 heading east? Well, thank you. Wait, look over to the right and wave at us. We're waving at you right now.
That's right. Every day, look, we get to see I-10 all summer long, and the traffic is always bad, and it's amazing the great people we meet because they're so fed up of driving on I-10. They take the first exit off the bayway, and guess what? We're right here on the right-hand side, so on the water. So you can get a little relax a little bit, get a little snack, and take a breather from that stressful drive you just made across the bay.
And we have folks coming up from the beach heading
out. We do, yeah. I got a buddy of mine and his family, Scott Matthews, and his ladies are on the way from Orange Beach back to the great state of Louisiana. And he's going to stop by for lunch today. So we're looking forward to having those guys out.
All right, so I got to ask you, when you say Louisiana, the first thing that comes to mind is obviously LSU.
Of course.
Lane Kiffin now, the head coach there for the Tiger Mike would say, the real Tigers.
That's right.
They start the year out with Clemson, all right, which they do.
Tiger versus
every year.
Tiger.
That's exactly
right.
Off
the bat, man.
One Tiger looks a little bit more fearsome than the other.
Mm-hmm. Which one would that be to you?
I'm going to say the LSU Tiger looks a little better. That Clemson Tiger tends to look a little confused early in the year. I think Kiffin's got a lot of expectations on him. But he's got the money, he's got the players, he's gonna come out strong. I think him coming out strong is gonna be really important to him and the boosters.
Well, and Barry, you can jump in on this. I mean, obviously Lane Kiffin is. I mean, everywhere he goes, he's the head. The headliner. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, he's getting all the attention. He brings in a lot of folks to LSU. He spent a lot of money getting guys in there. Mm-hmm. LSU should be a very good team this first year. How do you see them? How do they rank? What's your premonition for them this year?
Well, I think they take care of Clemson the first game. You know, and that's a cool game because you got Clemson because their stadium, Death Valley, LSU because theirs, Death Valley, the Tigers versus Tigers. But rolling into Baton Rouge is a tough place to play. I mean, I've done it in, when I was at Tennessee, and I tell you, it's an extremely hard place to play. So I think they win 10 games. You know, I think they've got, on talent alone, I think LSU can win 10 games. Now, they may win more, but again, it depends on, you know, the health of their quarterback, Sam Levitt. If he doesn't get hurt, you know, again, they've got a chance to make a run. If he gets hurt, I'm not really sure. I mean, I know they got a kid that transferred from, I believe it was from Auburn, went to LSU. So I don't know who's going to be behind him. But, boy, they loaded in just about every position. I mean, they really are.
Let's go through the schedule real quick for the LSU Tigers. As we mentioned, on September 5th, they start out with Clemson. Then they host Louisiana Tech. Then I think one of the interesting games is Lane Kiffin has got to go back to Oxford and take on the Rebels of Ole Miss. All right. Can you say, will President Trump loan him the beast to drive to get in the stadium? Because he's going to need some protection.
They're waiting on that game.
Yeah.
I mean, our son graduated from Ole Miss, and he's going to be there. And, you know, he owns a condo up there in the square in Oxford. And people are renting out those condos like $1,500, $2,000 a night.
Wow.
Just for that game, that weekend. And they're sitting, boy, the Grove will be just crazy wild when Kiffin walks out on that field for the first time since he left. And it's going to be it's going to be something to see. You know, and that's going to be two good teams, too, because Ole Miss has got a good team, too, man. But they're going to be playing
they're so emotional, motivated, man.
It's just going to be one of those great environments you see once every maybe 5 to 10 years, but it's going to be great.
And let me just mention, if you've never been to Oxford on a Saturday for a football game there, it's incredible. Yeah. I mean, Bobby, you and I went to LSU, Alabama a couple years ago at a night game, which was stupid insane.
It was.
And we had a great time.
Yes,
thank goodness we had Vinny with us because we won. And Vinny's about 6'4", 260, and he kind of carved. It was like Moses in the Red Sea just splitting with Vinny, and we were able to follow him.
Yeah, that was a great time up there. You know, in the rankings, when they come out in USA Today, got Texas and Georgia and LSU 1, 2, and 3, and then you got Ole Miss 4. So you're right. When LSU steps foot into Oxford, the people at Ole Miss will greet you with open arms. They have great food, great hospitality, and they're probably going to be the meanest you know what's in the world when Lane Kiffin rolls into town. That campus is going to be upside down. You know, CBS, I don't know what's up with CBS, but I read the top 20 rankings. They have Georgia, Texas, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Alabama, Tennessee. LSU's not even on their list.
Wow.
I think CBS is needs to get a new editor. But you look them up online,
Kent,
they're
Raider,
not even
are you?
On there.
There you go. Yeah. There
but
you
it,
go.
That's going to be a great game, LSU and Ole Miss. Look forward to it.
Look, let me tell you. They wrap up the season on October the 24th. They're in Auburn. That'll be a good game. Mm-hmm. November the 7th, Alabama. They'll host Alabama. Then they follow that with Texas there back in Baton Rouge. Then they hit the road to Tennessee, and they wrap up the season with at Arkansas. So they'll have
a Kiffin's got to go back to Knoxville again, where he was the head coach. That's ugly, too, the way he left.
There's still scars there, I think, in Tennessee.
Absolutely, so, man.
That's a tough place, no doubt.
You know, I think that Ole Miss game, that might be the hardest stadium to play in that weekend.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
that's going to be crazy.
Oh, it'll be packed.
Wild.
I mean, it'll be crazy. All right, hey, we're hanging out here at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. It is time for What's for Lunch at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill today.
All right, gang, let's get it started. So, look, I know a lot of you guys driving around right now are thinking, I need a good juicy burger. And you don't think Boudreaux's Cajun Grill when you think burger, but guess what? You should start thinking right now. Burger, because we've got one hell of a burger. We've got a few different options, but the one that I like really love is the FGT, the fried green tomato burger.
Oh wow!
So we set this thing up with a half pound patty cooked your choice. I always recommend medium rare. We're going to throw a nice big fried green tomato seasoned with our house seasoning and everything else in the back. And then we're going to throw on top of that some big layer of Monterey Jack cheese. Put that between a couple buns, and, man, you are ready to go. Throw on some seasoned fries with that. And it's just a good, juicy burger. We use a nice challah bun. So the bun, you can grab a hold of it, and it doesn't get all soggy and fall apart in your hands. Mm. It holds all those things together, lets you enjoy it. And you just can't miss a good burger sometimes. And we use that wood fire grill in the back. So right. we got the hickory chips we use on the grill. Gives a nice little flavor. And come by and get a burger. You'll be surprised at how good that burger is here at Boudreaux.
I will tell you that I don't eat a lot of hamburgers.
Yeah.
But that right there, I may stick around and when you open at 11 o'clock and have a burger.
I got you.
So,
and look, and if you're thinking, hey, I'd like to stick with the old Cajun food, well, guess what? You can't go wrong with po' boys. So
yeah.
One of my favorites. And a lot of people order the shrimp po' boy. It's kind of the standard of the table, the easy order. Mm-hmm. Look, if you haven't had a black and redfish po' boy, you don't know
what
you're missing.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you take that nice filet of black and redfish and put it between those two pieces of Gambino's French bread from New Orleans. You press it, and everything just comes together with every bite.
So once I've finished the burger, I'm going to be looking for some dessert.
All right. So you finish the burger, you feel good, but you know what? We're still out here on Mobile Bay, and this place reminds you of the vacation you're going to or coming from. And you've got to finish off strong with that bushwhacker.
There it
if you
is.
Haven't, that's if what you I haven't been bushwhacked.
Sit down, Mary. He's running the bar.
It's the best one I've ever had.
And look, we don't use one of those Taylor machines that you pull a lever and it comes out. We get the Bluebell ice cream, the best ice cream out there, Bluebell vanilla. Mix all that stuff together in a blender, and it is made from scratch, right in front of you, ready to go.
So, okay, so I'm asking this for a friend. Do you have a limit on how many you can have?
Look, as long as you can stand up and walk out of here, then we're pretty okay.
Now, that thing is so thick, you can't drink more than one.
Really?
It's filling, man. Yeah, it comes in a glass about that tall, and they put the chocolate in, and you can't drink more than one. It's like a milkshake, man.
And Barry's tried, because he's been out here on brunch. He likes to finish his brunch meal with that bushwhacker.
That's what I do.
Barry comes out here on Sundays a lot.
Yes, he does. Okay. Yes, he does.
Him and the lovely Robina. Yeah.
Hey, wait, give me three FGTs. Three right now.
Make it four.
All right, Matt, that's awesome, man. That is awesome.
Come down and get it.
There you go. Boudreaux's Cajun Grill right here off of I-10. All right, we'll take a time out. We'll put the wraps on this edition of a Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show where we do things, a little different. All right, here's Bobby's walkout song. You ready? Here we go.
George Strait.
George Strait.
George
my
Strait.
Hero.
That's you right there, man. That
That's
is
me.
All you, Bobby.
That's Bobby.
Let me get my hat on.
Look,
my
let me tell you something.
He wears black.
Here you go.
Amarillo by morning.
You ought to sing that one, Barry.
I do need to.
That's one you need to put in your repertoire right
That's
there.
That's a great song.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
But I can see Bobby. He's got his headsets on. He's riding. He's just on the horse, riding at the farm there in the Funiac Springs, just riding the horse with payroll beside him.
Yeah, there you go. I got my dog.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I am from Texas. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, that was for you. How far from Amarillo? Amarillo,
long way.
Is a very windy. I'm thinking of it's up in the Panhandle, right?
That's correct.
And it is very windy.
Lubbock, it's kind of dry up there too.
Oh, good stuff. Well, I tell you, I love that song. Tanner Allen, who plays for the part of the Savannah Banana group and all that, he plays for the Loco Beach Coconuts left fielder. He played at UMS, went and played professional for a little bit, but now he's playing in that group. We did an interview with him, I don't know, a couple months ago or whatever, and he happened to be in Amarillo at the time. They had a series going on. And, of course, I played that for him. I said, I know this is what you're thinking early in the morning on a Saturday morning. You want to hear this song. He said he heard that thing 50 times in the ball game the night before Friday night. So, anyway.
Great song.
Okay, I digress. Hey, thank you for being here. Thank you for putting up with the madness. As I say, this is Southern Fairway Sports Radio where we do things just a little bit different. And then we turn it to Bobby. That's...
Well, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Walter Cronkite here there reporting.
Bobby, what we got going on? You got some Southern Miss stuff going.
Well, you know, we talk SEC football, and that's real big down here. But, you know, we have a lot of South Alabama fans down here, and we're in the Sun Belt Conference. And Barry and I, being from Southern Miss, we're in the Sun Belt now. And just to bring you up to date, some things are going to be happening. Southern Miss and South Alabama are going to meet in Hattiesburg this year. And in the polls for the Sun Belt Conference, Southern Miss is ranked a little bit over South Alabama. Mm. But in the prediction of the game, South Alabama is going to beat the Golden Eagles in Hattiesburg. In the Sun Belt Division, Marshall, James Madison, and Old Dominion are going to be the top three teams in the East Division. In the West Division, Troy, Arkansas State are number one and number two. And I predict Troy is going to win the Sun Belt Conference this year.
They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm. They're really good.
Yeah.
And they most of their offense and defense is coming back this year. Some people to look out for, the player of the year probably in the Sun Belt Conference is for Marshall. It's a quarterback, Carlos Del Rio Wilson. And surprisingly, you know who's going to be the outstanding special team player? Is our punter from Southern Miss.
Mm-hmm.
South Alabama has kind of been stripped clean through the portal. Applewhite is up against the wall. He had a good season when he started out last year. They kind of faltered, but he lost a lot of players in the portal. But he's got Paul Pertino's coming back on the offense and as a coach out there, and I think they're going to have a surprising year. They're also, if they can get on a roll off early, they're going to play Kentucky this year. So they're going to go to Lexington and play. Maybe there might be a little upset there for our South Alabama fans.
You know, one of the things, and Barry, you can certainly jump in on this, is what you see now with these smaller schools, not the D1 schools, but like a Troy, like a Southern Miss, those now become feeder schools, okay? And I call it that. In the fact that these guys will go, they'll play for South Alabama, they'll play for Southern Miss, they'll play for Troy, maybe for a year, 2 years, and if they're good, they're going to be recruited by a bigger school. Mm-hmm. Money's going to take over, and they're going to leave. That's the problem that I see right now, that football has become a professional sport. It's not the game that you certainly played, not the game that you certainly cheered for, Bobby, and the game that we all love. Now, look. There's a lot of folks out there that like this parody. I personally like teamwork. I like loyalty. I like the team coming back next year. You know who's coming back. Nowadays, you don't know, okay, because it's all individual play now.
Yeah, it really is, and it's all about money now, you know, unfortunately. You know, that's why Coach Saban, I think, one reason he retired, you know, it was all about the NIL money, and kids are coming here to play and going there to play. Not because who the coach is or the community or the school, how great the school is. They're going to where they can make the most money,
sure.
You know. And it's a business, you know, deal. So it's really lost, you know. I think, and Randy, you and I have talked about this many times. I think players, there's very few of them today that understand the word commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no commitment to these universities, you know, when these kids say, I'll come, I'll sign and come here. They're not committing for 4 years. You know, they may go there, like you said, for a year, and then boom, I'm in the transfer portal and I'm going somewhere else, and then the next year, boom, I'm leaving that and I'm going somewhere else. So, you know, back in the day, you know, commitment meant a lot. You know, you committed to that university to be there and represent them, but you just don't see that anymore.
Well, let me ask you, when P.T. Underwood would get on to you, right? P.W. Underwood.
Yep.
When he would get on to you after smashing his head on the front of the bus, it meant something. Okay, and you knew,
better,
hey, dude, I better straighten up. I better fly right here, or I may be on the bench. Now if you get onto a player, they're like, hey, that's all right. You can't holler at me anymore. I'm going to go play for team ABC.
That's right.
All right, and which is just it's I'm not a fan of that. I got to be honest with you.
No, it's changed. I mean, really, the face of college football has really changed, you know, since the days we were in there.
Nick Saban would say, I can't give an ass chewing anymore.
Yeah, no, you can't. I mean, you can't. The problem is it's beginning to trickle down into high school. You start seeing it in high school where it's almost like a parent. A parent disciplines a child, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And you can tell the difference in a disciplined child and a child that's parents are, we're just going to be friends. okay?
Yeah.
And that's the way coaching is now. We're going to be friends, okay? I can't really coach you because, again,
well,
Jerry, your $15 that you got for your lunch money, if somebody said, hey, Barry, come play with us, we'll give you $20 for your lunch money, you'd have probably went.
And I tell you the respect for I feel sorry for coaches today because, like I said, there's not much respect, you know, to the – like Mac Brown. I've talked to you about Mac Brown. Mac was only 3 years older than me when he was at Southern Miss and coached me. He was my wide receiver coach, Mac Brown, the legendary coach. 3 years older, all right? But today, you know, 50 years later, I still call him coach.
Sure.
And there's a respect back then when I played for him. There's a respect now, you know, as when I was coaching, I would call him and, you know, get advice and help from him. But it was always, hey, Coach Brown, how you doing? It was, hey, Mac, what's going on, bro? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there was just a respect thing, and I don't think we see that, you know, anymore.
I agree.
Yeah, and Bobby, I want to say one thing about your stats. I'm glad our Southern Miss punter is being recognized because he's probably going to do a lot of it this year. We don't have a whole lot coming back.
Talking about loyalty, when Coach Huff came from Marshall, he came to Southern Miss, he brought a lot of his players from Marshall. Marshall got stripped. Yep. Now he leaves and goes to Memphis, and Coach Anderson at Southern Miss just has nothing to work with.
No.
I mean, he's had to go to the portal and get it. Mm. Expectations are not good for Southern Miss this year. It'll be another rebuilding year, but Anderson can do it because he's done it in the past at Arkansas State and some other places. So, again, we're in that let's give him a little time. But unfortunately, we're pretty naked on both sides of the ball.
Again, that's what I'm talking about, is because you not knocking Southern Miss in the purse that they have, but you don't have the kind of money that a Texas, Alabama, Auburn, I mean, you don't have that.
No.
All right? So if a kid is good enough to get a scholarship, these other schools are looking at him too. Mm-hmm. And they may say, hey, look, we need a wideout. We need a running back, whatever it may be. We need a defensive back.
And that's what's
instead
happening.
Of going to Southern Miss, why don't you come play with us?
Yeah.
And they're going to do it, right?
Yeah.
Where it used to be Southern Miss really generated some really good talent.
Yeah, and we make up for that money, lack of money thing. We're still probably the number one school in the South. The ratio from girls to guys is 5-1. So there's more girls at Southern Miss than guys. So I think that attracts a lot of players to come there.
Well, that ratio was back when everybody was a cheerleader.
Yeah. So it was when I played there, man.
That's right. That's
good stuff.
So we use that.
Good stuff.
In recruiting.
Hey, we're just about to wrap this up. It's always fun. It's the, you know, we say it's the fastest hour in radio, and it certainly goes by extremely fast. And, Bobby, all right, so you'll be heading out to New York and then Utah in just a couple weeks for another celebrity event.
Yeah, Pro Rivals Tour continues on, top 40 in Syracuse. Then we narrow that down to top 30. We go to Utah. And I also have the opportunity, I'm going to work with Southern Miss, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss. They're going to have a college event at Fallen Oak in October. That's going to be a big one. I hope folks will tune into that. About 14 large schools will be there. I don't have the complete list.
Well, you'll have Alabama, Auburn, Jackson Coivin, who played at Auburn now, who's doing real good. And I didn't even give you the breakdown on the leaderboard, but he's up there in the top 10 this week on the PGA Tour. He played in. I've talked to him whenever he was there 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that event. I'll be doing rules over there in October at Fallen Oaks. Look forward to see those kids just smash it, knock it out there.
When you say Fallen Oak, and we both look at Barry.
what a memory.
That's one we can't talk about. All right. That's what do they say in Las Vegas? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens at Fallen Oaks stays in Fallen
Oaks. Absolutely, man. What a day that was.
Barry, we're wrapping this up here. Where are you singing next? Where can folks see you?
Oh, well, you know, I'm not really doing a whole lot of, you know, public stuff. I do a lot of singing at church. I got to sing that. I play the guitar and sing at church tomorrow. So I'm doing a lot of that right now, taking a little break. You know, I had hand surgery not long ago.
That's right.
So it's a little difficult to play and not with a band right now. So just doing a lot of church singing and really enjoying it. You know, that I love Christian music and always will. So, but doesn't mean that I won't grab a gig, you know, in the future locally and get it out there, get the guitar out there and do it again. So I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. And, Randy, I got to tell you something, man. I want to brag on you. You are a great host. You got a great show. I mean, the interviews and everything, I mean, you are the best. But the one negative thing I have to say about this show, these headsets we got to wear, it messes up my hair. We got to do something about these headsets.
Oh, my goodness.
Ordering a case of hairspray.
That's right.
Look here, let me tell you. That's one thing about Barry. When that man passes, he's going to look good in that coffin. That hair got to be right. He got to have a good haircut.
I've told my family, look, at my funeral, If I'm having a good hair day, it's an open casket serving. If I'm not having a good hair day, close that sucker up.
His hero growing casket. Up in music was Bobby Goldsboro. The helmet.
Roy Orbison.
That's right, man.
Hey, Barry, great to hang out. Bobby, great
thank
to
you,
hang
man.
Out. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. We appreciate Steve Stanley keeping us on the air. We'll see you next week. Remember, hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. God bless Israel. Bye-bye, everybody.